Right. Well, I am very happy to finally have my editor on this podcast because it's been forever and you've been editing this podcast for a while, too. And it's about damn time we have you on it, you know?
Yeah, I've been loving everything. And then now I'm just like, oh, I get to be on. Oh, OK. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're actually going to be talking about an upcoming fighting game that as soon as I played it, I knew you were going to be really into it. So actually, real quick, Ivan, give us a background on who you are, you know, the fighting games that you're really good at and your favorite fighting game of all time.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ivan. I've known Scylla for quite a while now. I am an avid gamer and player of all things fighting games like Tekken, which is my favorite. And I say like Tekken because there's a lot of different genre fighting games and people out there who are very hardcore in that scene. Me, personally, I've always been the type of, I call it like 3D fighters because when you could sidestep and get very technical and not be so stuck on left and right side of the screen. So if it has that rotation and that technical type of fight styles and stuff, I'm all about it. So that's always my go-to. I have a Tekken tattoo, Jin Kazama stuff. That is my game. This is my type of genre of fighting game specifically.
So we got an invite to get more hands-on time. So I had already gotten hands-on time before. And if y'all had listened to the podcast before, then you know that I had an episode on this already. But it's kind of nice to get an opinion from someone who's an actual fighting game player and has played ranked before. So let's go ahead and talk about. So this is a very unique sort of fighting game, I feel like. It's not something that you see a lot in, like, modern games, right? Especially not from a studio that previously made Arena Breakout Infinite, if you remember that. It's like the Tarkov-like game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really? That was them. Oh my God. Yeah, this is them, right?
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's definitely a jump. It's weird. people have been making jumps lately, and I'm just like, wow, really? Is that? Oh, okay. All right. They nailed it.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, too, because, like, it makes me feel like maybe it seems like they are very much fans of the Hidden Ones anime. So this started out as an anime, or I think it was a webcomic, and then it turned into an anime. And now it's a fighting game, which is really cool. So they have been taking, from what I understand, the story is taken from all of the things. Like, it's kind of its own thing, but it's also taken inspiration from all the different media that it has. So it's a really interesting concept. You kind of have this campaign mode that almost feels like you're in a living anime.
That is the best way to put it because I haven't known anything about this anime. It wasn't on my radar ever. And I'm very picky with that. I have to be in the mood for certain stuff, but I love fighting ones. And then as soon as I found out this was based on one, I'm like, wait, what? And I asked around and right away someone recognized it in my friend group. And they told me that's like a hidden gem. And it's one of the best, like, fighting hand-to-hand animes out there. And I was like, really? Okay, now you got, you know, because I'm used to the typical, you know, Dragon Ball being, you know, one of the things that we're talking about all the time. Because that's been a big part of my life and everything. But this one, going into it brand new, just, I'm going to watch every single thing they have. I already found it. I already found all five seasons.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. I already bookmarked it. I'm going to start it. I'm just waiting to have my full attention on it because they don't have dub. And I know there's people about that, but I prefer dub because I like to listen. And I don't know. I kind of hear it differently, right? Listen to the voice acting. I like having it on the side while I do other stuff. And if it's really good, it will divert my attention solely to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but it's only sub. So I'm like, okay. So now I really have to, like, dedicate time to watch it all and absorb it. And I heard the game is also following a different character because in the show it's another character who I call the UPS guy who's like the main guy, but in this one they focus on someone else and it just jumps right into it and I'm like, oh, what do we have here? This is amazing. It's almost too good to be true. It looks that way and I'm like, oh, okay, let's find out.
Yeah, but the fact that now I played an early build of it and now you've played an even further long build of it, so it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It looks so not. There's like a weird uncanny valley is a term used for when things look too realistic, but you know something's off, right? It's the brain, you know, seeing that something's off. With this and it being the art style and the anime that it is, it's like the best way, and this is a compliment to the people who made the game, but like the best way to describe it is you instantly get to the menu screen and you're like, is this AI? Like, you're like, wait, what? This looks really good, but also like, wow, what, huh? And it's just a lot of, and the world they put the music behind it. It's just like, is this real? It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
And the voice acting is actually really good too. So the game does have like, you know, original traditional language, but then it also does have English, which I played in both. And I was like, oh, it's actually really good both ways. So that was really cool to experience as well. And did you get to the first boss fight? Actually, what was your first boss fight in the story that you got to?
The first boss fight.
Yeah, if you got to one.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, the first big boss fight was the lady who turns into the snake.
Yeah, dude, yes. Wasn't that so cool?
Oh my god, yeah. I was like, that took a... Okay, I'm used to, like, you know, it got you used to fighting the people and then introduced to fighting multiple people. We'll get to that, I'm sure. But that was like, okay, is this going to be repetitive? What are they going to throw at me to keep me invested? Nah, I'm in. It was amazing. It shifted. I was like, oh, okay, timing. It kept me in. And I died multiple times. And I have that recording and everything. But I stuck with it. And it was just like, this is so cool. I don't care.
Yeah, no, it was really cool because, like, I couldn't figure out the timing, which was, you know, fine. I think you were supposed to die a few times in there because, like, it's the first time you're seeing this boss and you're like, okay, great. So now I need to figure out the timing. Honestly, in some of the cases, it was better for me to just die because I didn't have enough health. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll just die here. But it was really cool. It almost has, like, dodge timings and parry timings like in... like a Souls game for me specifically, mm-hmm. because I don't play a lot of fighting games. So for me, I was like, oh, this is like parrying and like Bloodborne or whatever. So that was really cool. The only thing was like, I kept getting confused with when I needed to evade versus dodge because I would constantly think of it the wrong way. But when you get the perfect dodge, dude, that feedback you get is so, so satisfying.
It's so good. And sometimes you think like you didn't get it, but then, you know, as the mechanics kind of slows things down and color codes everything, and it has that, almost has that cinematic feeling where you're like, oh, perfect dodge. And then you're able to readjust and get right back to doing something after you get the perfect dodge. Because you can almost miss it because you're too excited about getting a perfect dodge. But it keeps you in there to like respond accordingly to it. And yeah, like the dodging and stuff, I've played a very little bit of Souls games. That's you got me there on that one. But there is some moves in there where like the timing is very specific, but also the direction in which you go is also specific, because if they're doing something wide, you can't just account that you're going to have like an invincibility frame to go past it, so you might have to go back. But one thing that I've learned is that sometimes you can go forward and not get hit by something. Mm-hmm. So it's really like you really have to start watching the animations very clearly and understand the mechanics that they have. And it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because when you parry or block when you parry perfectly, and also when you block, it doesn't use your stamina, especially if you get the timing down right, which is huge because so the game works off of stamina as opposed to like energy points or whatever, which you can use some of that stamina to do breakaways. So it's really fun because like when someone grapples you, you're able to actually like push them away if you have the stamina for it. So it's really cool because like I played the girl with the knife. I forget what her name is. Let me double check. Do I have her name?
Name check.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking. I forget who it was, but she was the one with the knife that you hated fighting.
Yeah, no, people use her crazy and online, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because she's so good at being up close, but then she also has like good medium range. But the thing is, like, I would use her to close gaps really quickly, but that would use up so much of my stamina, but that by the time I got there and hit someone, they would be able to like immediately counter me, and I would have to wait for my stamina to come back to even break away. So I would have so much time just taking damage back. So it's one of those things of like, you have to really think about, okay, what moveset am I going to do? Am I going to try to break away? Because I think one of the coolest things about this game is that when you do a combo, you can break away yourself. So you break the combo because at the end, you end up pushing them away. Like at the end of a 3 attack, you push them away. But you can do the breakaway to break the combo, and then you can keep comboing them.
You could use it to extend combos to...
Yeah.
It's almost like feinting in other games. Like, you show them a hand, and everyone gets so used to counting the hits, and you're like, okay, one, two, three. The girl with the knife, she has crazy range sometimes, and she follows up after, and there's, like, a certain delay in the third one, or sometimes the fourth one, right? So you'll go, like, attack, 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 and then you're like, okay, that was three, I may be good, and then she delays the fourth one and hits you again, it's like, oh. Yeah. So you it's... For range fighters and for the close range fighters... There's a way to make it work and really, like, use their moveset to the best of their abilities. And you have to figure out when to feint, I'm going to just call it, to where, like, you want to drop that combo because you can air juggle them. And it's so cool.
I know, dude.
Oh, it's so good. Because usually, you know, when you do that and you do it too early, if they touch the ground, there's almost like a reset. So, and that's good in fighting games. You kind of want that because you don't want to be juggled to death. But the timing is everything, but they kept the air juggles in there, which is like, for me, like a staple thing. That's the most vulnerable point you could have somebody. So it's like, yes, and then you can keep extending it. I've used every single move, both like skill one, skill two, ultimate, and then my combos like three different times in one go. And I'm like, I feel like I just... went into a different level. I felt like I was in an anime and I just did something amazing. I'm like, oh, that was a great fight. Do it again. it was really good.
Wait, who are the three characters that you like using when you're in that duel mode? So PvP is called duel and you pick three characters that you can take into the battle with you. But there isn't a way. So the thing is, the way that you do it is you're 1v1, but you can't actually switch out the characters whenever you want. It's like in order of how you picked them. So... let's say you're going up against someone and they like take you down to take all of your health down. Then you're stuck with your second character that you have. But that other opponent has their first character that they won with. So who are your characters that you chose?
So I found out that surprisingly, because usually I like ranged. Surprisingly, I like being up close. With the whole mechanics that they have, I like feinting a lot and really staying in there. Mm-hmm. The character you start off as in the campaign, I believe his name is like Master Wang. He's my number one, always. I've tried using him in number two, number three, because, you know, sometimes you want to save the best for last, see if you can really make a comeback. But I've learned to just start strong because you can really dwindle the defenses. But he's my number one, always. Number two and number three, I haven't found a solid pick yet, but I always feel like I gotta have my ranged guy there, which is, again, who I dubbed the UPS guy. I just like his style. I love his, like, he's got, like, a certain swagger to him where I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's my guy. And,
as soon as you said, oh, the guy that kind of looks like me if I was Asian, and I'm like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird because, like, ever since now, I have, like, you know, more hair and I'm putting it up now, I'm just like, oh. Okay, I don't have to do nothing. It looks like, all right, yeah, I know I gotta get thinner, but like, no, it looks like me. So I'm like, yeah. So I didn't expect to like him, but he plays real. It's you need a contrast, right? So like, you know, I have the close range fighter. He's more of a distance because I hit all his abilities. You know, you can catch at range, and then the third one's just flexible. I'm trying to find that right person. I haven't unlocked everyone yet. Trying different people out. Everyone's using the girl with the knife, so I'm like, all right, maybe there's something there, but I haven't really figured out how to use her best yet, so I'm still finding a third.
Okay. Yeah, so the girl with the knife is Feng Baobao, who I absolutely love. I think she's great. She's the girl with the overalls with the knife who looks like a normal person, but then like she's actually kind of crazy.
I found out some stuff about her too. I haven't watched the anime. Yeah, so like what I was told is that she looks young, but she's actually like an old woman. Like she's been around and she's like a, you know, a hidden badass. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I liked Ru Hua, who was the puppet girl. It was so funny when I played her, I was like, so first of all, her character animation, when you unlock her is really funny because like when you go into the character select screen and you just want to see their names and like information, she like trips over herself or something on the chair. And I'm like, that's actually really nice to see them kind of capturing these different people's personalities. And I'm like, and I asked the developers, I was like, is she like a real girl or is she like, you know, does she have emotions and stuff? Because she looks like she's a like it a person.
Says, it says they're puppets, but like I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know if to take that literally or not. So I'm like, wait, is someone controlling them or something? Like, but yeah, no. Are you talking about the one that like spider webs down and like falls on the chair?
Yeah. It's so funny, dude. Like,
I can't
they
wait
didn't
to
need
put
to
that
do
in
that
here for you guys to see it. Oh my god, it is so
it's
funny.
So funny. Yeah, like I was looking through the characters and I was like, what's happening? Where's this character? And she just like fucking falls.
Boom.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. I have that recording. I can't wait. And then the other one actually creeped me out to where like I was like, no. Because the other one is more creepy because they're there kind of just, you know, with the
oh,
big
yeah,
eyes
yeah.
and stuff. And I'm like, oh God, oh no. But then the other one just completely broke me. I'm like, All right. I'm still here.
Yeah. Wangye is the one that looks like you really liked. And he's the one that you play in the story as well, right? Like you start out with him going to the tea house and everything.
Yes.
I believe that's him.
From the beginning when he's showing off his skills everyone in the thing. And then, yeah. Whose family's in. Yeah. I guess that's what the game's about. His family being in danger.
Yeah, it's really interesting because in the anime, I know we keep going back and forth between like PvP and the story, but like, I don't know, man. This is the first time I've been able to talk about it with someone who's also played it because... Yeah. When I played it, it was like a preview. No one else had it. But yeah, with the story, I know it's that like he discovered his dad or his grandfather had knowledge of this long lost martial arts, but now he has to like figure it out and know his heritage and everything. So it's really interesting, which makes for a really good campaign. And it's I don't know how it's going to match up with the anime. Like, are you going to watch the anime at the same time as you playing it whenever it comes out?
Yeah, because I can separate that. I don't think it'll affect me in that way, but like, okay. I just want to know more about the characters individually because sure. I'm still treating this game like, okay, they're probably not going directly off that stuff anyway. So at least I'll get to know more about the character and see like, okay, that's what they are here. So what do they want me to see in them here? So it'll help me better. If I'm too attached from the beginning, I feel like sometimes you close yourself off because you want to remember them a certain way. So, you know, I'm still in the safe realm where I can do that at the same time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds cool. And you don't have to wait too long, I don't think. They said that this is supposed to release on PC, iOS, and Android sometime in Q3 2025. So towards the end of this year. And it's going to be free to play. But the best part is I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's another like game from a Chinese developer. Is it going to be a gacha game? It's not actually. So you get the characters, which is great. You don't have to flip a coin for it, which is great.
Yeah.
That was my biggest concern. Yeah.
That was mine too.
Man.
I have that and it's the only thing written down. And specifically I put the fact that it's PC/mobile kind of worries me. I wrote that because that's exactly why. I didn't know the price tag on it. And so right away you said free. I was like, uh-oh. But then you just said that and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm all for giving them a chance to convince me, right? Because I know there's a bad, you know, look on stuff like that. But that's going to be amazing. And now I'm kind of worried like, okay, well, is there enough here to keep people invested to want to, you know, keep making the money? How are they going to make money so that way they can keep going? Are they going to add more to it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just going to make a sequel? Like, so, you know, how much are they going to invest in it? If it's free, right away I'm thinking, okay, so they're looking to invest in it and really, like, make this a point. So now it's like, all right, I'll wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play a lot of it.
Yeah, it does make me curious about how they're going to be doing the monetization, because I do think that it could potentially do something with skins and stuff, but also if you're getting all the characters, then, you know, it's kind of
it's totally fine.
You don't buy that, right? Yeah. So I feel like the gacha system is great, that there's no gacha system, because that was something that I was really worried about. But I do hope that it does stay alive, because I do want them to do well. It's the first fighting game in a while that I've actually been interested in the story, mostly because like I'm just from anime background and I'm like, oh yeah, it just plays like you're in the anime. So yeah, I don't know.
This will be the second game ever to get me into a whole anime from a video game. The first one was actually Naruto back when I was like elementary school, going into middle school. I played Naruto Clash of Ninja 2.
Oh my god.
And then that's what got me into Naruto. And just on the Naruto thing, a good little segue here. this game actually had very like similar stuff to the newer Naruto games, where how it fights and everything. And I've only played a little bit of those, but seeing that, I'm like, oh, okay, so is it gonna get repetitive where it's just like cutscene, fight, cutscene? But like, no, they've been, the story really changes up good. And I'm like, okay, so there's some downtime. There's like some investigation stuff. There's some, you know, there's the parkour stuff, which already kind of gets me. I don't know. It just makes sense. And it's, I'm holding on to the, it's gotta be too good to be true, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the thing is like, so obviously with this being an anime attachment, it's interesting because with games like this, you kind of expect it to have RPG mechanics where like you have to level or like, you know, you have very specific skills and stuff. But it's really interesting because one, there's no like perfect, like most fighting games, you have that like, you know, you have like the list of different combos you need to hit. You don't have any of that, right? Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So for me, that's already so much more approachable as like a beginner player. But it really drives home the fact that you just, it's about your mechanical skills as a player. It's not about like knowing everything. You just have to figure out what works for you, your basic attack combos, and then you just have to know when to be able to break, dodge, parry. So it really just comes down to like the basics, which I like so much. So if you're not good at things and you're just a button masher, it's not going to go well for you.
It's not. But on that subject, they have a good tutorial that went pretty in depth for me to really understand more, because I even look at some of the footage I have from like the very first time I played a couple fights. And then after I did the tutorial, and like you can see how there's a clear difference in like just extending combos. Because if you don't really understand how the game works, you just think you're clicking a button and you're doing the same four moves into an ability, into the same four moves you just did into another ability, and it gets repetitive. But like, no, like the tutorial does a good job of really breaking down things. It may be a little on the long side. I recorded like 33 minutes of it, but like it was honestly worth it. And it really gave you different situations to really understand and grow from it, which I appreciate, because that's good for new players, but also like fighting game fans in general, because, you know, there's a lot of fighting game fans who can hop from game to game because they have a base. Right. Like if any game is like Tekken, I can go on and I can play those games because they're like Tekken. But then you have a different, you know, a different style of game like Street Fighter or anything like the 2D that I call. That's where I'm kind of crutched because that's not where I come from. So this, it's like you can come in with some fighting game knowledge and just understand it. Or if you played Sifu too, Sifu's a good one because it's like that as well. It really is. Like Sifu does have a move list, but you don't actually start with that. You have to stick to your basics, and it's all about how you handle things. You can do whatever in between. It doesn't matter. So it has that, you know, similar, like, I guess, trying to replicate that traditional martial arts sense. So it's really nice.
Yeah, which, you know, speaking about the traditional martial arts stuff, it's because every character has their own martial arts that they represent, right? Which is really, really cool. So, again, like, you think, oh, I've just do the same moves over and over again, right? And then I just like break it or whatever. No, it's different because, again, the opponent you'll go up against might have a different counter to you, which is really interesting. So it keeps you guessing. And it, I don't know. It's one of those things of like, it's an interesting 3D fighting game. So when we first got into the arena mode, I was like, how is this going to work? Like, what is this going to look like? Because I'm so used to like the 2D, you know, just looking at the screen, and then maybe you can like roll to a different, you know, dimension, but you typically stay very fixed. But with this having like a huge arena, it's really kind of nice being able to have that space. So people who want to stay back, regenerate stamina, can go back. But it kind of reminded me of like, I don't know, Budokai was a series that I really liked because it had that 3D movement. And so for me, I was like, oh, it's like that, but tighter and in one space.
No, I could definitely see that. And it fits for the world, right? Like Budokai had its style, and it really, I think that's what opened up others to really try that. But that worked for that because you wanted that open space, right? Because I had to, you know, feel like you were those characters in that world, in that anime. And this one, it's like, it did do a good job of doing that. Also, I like how the map designs are, because there's some where like, you know, you see the circular path, like the yin and the yang symbol on the floor, and it the map follows that pattern, but it's really nice to the eye, and it just looks nice. And then you have like rooftop scenes where it's always like enough there, but you're fighting within like a circle and a square, and it just it flows so nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with talking about the 3D environment, you I think when you first started playing it, you messaged me. You were like, "Ooh, you'll like Sifu if you like this." Is that something that you would tell players or people who are interested in this? Like, if you liked Sifu, you'll definitely like this game.
I think so. Yeah, because like from the story that it's telling, yes. If you like, there's stuff to pick apart. The fact that it's like a traditional type of martial arts stuff, you can always, if you grew up watching those like, you know, kung fu films back in the day or the action stars from then, right? Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee, I'm going to miss a lot, but like, you know, Tony Jaa, Scott Adkins, like stuff like that. There's so many out there that I've grew up watching that I still rather watch there because I study those now. Cause like the choreographed fight scenes and how they work, the camera and how they work and how they use those angles. You have all those angles here and in games like that. So it's like, you really can feel like you're a part of the thing that you're playing that has the martial arts in it, and you can feel like that badass. So like, yeah, I do say that if you like Sifu, I think you'll love this. If you like arena type of fighting games, which I think that's the term when you have the 3D stuff, if you like those type of games, like you're gonna love this. Both the graphics or just the mechanics in general, yeah, I truly do feel you'll like it. The story, you know, people interpret it differently, but I think there's enough there to really pick up and go, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, and I think you can skip the cutscenes if you want to too, so it's really fine. Yeah. Also,
or you can speed like, them up.
Which is fun.
That was cool.
Like, you don't have to do the campaign either, so you can just do dual mode, or like you can do. There's also trials, which pits you against boss fights specifically. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. You can like increase the difficulty and everything, so you can really test yourself with like, you know, PvE, which is nice. Also, I do have to correct myself. It's not gacha, but I think all you have to do is unlock characters with money if you want. But you can also grind for in-game currency to unlock characters. So it's like there's always that option too, which is nice.
Which I prefer because that's more like an old school game where like, back on PS1, PS2 days, you just having to play the game to unlock the characters. You know, you start with a limited set of characters, you play and beat the game, you get more characters. It feels like that, and I've been doing that, and the trial stuff is like that too. Yeah, you grind the same boss because you have to do the first trial, which is like trials of what is it, will or something like that,
something like that.
Yeah, so like it's, you know, different terms for each one, but basically you start off at a lower difficulty and they get you warmed up to that boss, and then you play it again with a different character and you accumulate these points, and you need a certain amount of points. Let's say if I say, okay, I want you to hit 1,000 points before you can move on to the next level, okay. You use the first character, you get 400 points beating the guy, and then you move on to the next one. Once you get there, it goes, okay, let's see if you can beat the boss on this difficulty now. It does get harder. So, like, test yourself with it. Don't be so closed off, and this is to everyone who's going to try it. Don't be so closed off to not think that it doesn't have any replay value to it. Like, it does. Keep playing it and see if you can get to that last level and beat that boss, because it is very different.
Yeah, and even when you play through, there are going to be different sequences in the campaign as well, which, like, again, I don't care about fighting game stories usually for the most part. Like, I know Mortal Kombat has, like, the movie-like graphics and, like, cutscenes, but I just never really cared to play through a game for that, right? I've always just watched, like, you know, oh,
here are all the cutscenes. Too many to catch up anyway.
Yeah.
It's too many.
But then with
it's so
this
hard
one,
to convince people.
Sure, I totally get that. Yeah. But then with like the hidden ones, there's so many interactive like cutscenes. Like there's one sequence where you're chasing someone and you do like these quick time events to like jump on the wall, jump across, and like it's really cool. It's one of those things of those details where people are like, oh, well, it's just a quick time event. Yes, but it keeps you in the game because it makes you really understand that you are this character right now. Like you're controlling this character as opposed to just, oh, I'm just watching a scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how I see it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not like, you know, I remember there was a lot of jokes about Metal Gear and how you would play and then you'd have these like, you know, cutscenes that would last way too long and you just like putting the controller down. No, keep it up. It's like I would say that it's kind of like Spider-Man, right? Where Spider-Man has those moments where it does go into a quick time event. but you're using Spider-Man, you're saving people, you need that in the moment to keep you engaged. So be ready, because you know you're that person to control. So yeah. And plus it's parkour. Come on, that's how they get you in. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the movement is really interesting because, like, I mean, in the campaign, obviously, you're going through different areas and you're doing stuff you wouldn't do in an arena fight. But it's really cool that they added that just for the campaign. And even when you do boss fights, like, normally in boss fights in the campaign, you don't really come across health stuff as often. But then with the trials, what I noticed is because it's, like, a fixed difficulty, you do have, like, little places where you open it and there's like health in the corner, so you know to go there, you strategize. And it's really cool that they factored that into everything. And it's just weird. Everything I see, all the people that I see talking about are like, for something that looks this good, I cannot believe it's free to play.
Yeah.
Like they keep going back to that.
Yeah, I didn't know if this was going to have a price on it. And that was one of my things, like, I want to see this game succeed now because I'm in it and they convinced me and they earned that. But how are they going to earn it to the public? How are they going to balance this and that? They have to make money to keep going. So, like, how are they going to accomplish that? If it did have a price tag on it, I'm thinking, okay, if it's a normal game, $60 or $70, is that enough to make them what they need, but also have enough content to satisfy players? I don't know. I think so, because it's not just, again, like I said, cutscene fight. It's not. So right there's so much to it to learn. Mm-hmm. But if it's free, okay, now you get more questions and concerns.
Yeah.
But then as long as it's like, okay, can I earn my stuff? Can I do this? Can I do that? If the answer is yes, then like, what's the problem? Just, you know, they earned a way in, let them in, let the play the game, enjoy it. If you feel like, you know, supporting and they add stuff to make you want it, then yeah, I see people will buy stuff if they like it. And right now they have a lot to like and a lot that I haven't found many that I don't like, honestly. But no.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. All I gotta say.
So what's one thing that, say this game comes out and there's one thing that they did with it that kind of turns you off of it a little bit. What would that one thing be?
So off the top of my head, you need in-game currency to unlock these skills. These skills are almost like a support during the fight. It's not an ability, although it copies a character's ability. It's almost like when you play, for those fighting game fans, if I can just compare it to one thing, it's almost like you're Marvel versus Capcom and you hit the assist button and you have Spider-Man coming in, web ball, it captures your opponent so you can now hit a combo on. It's like that. They do have some of those skills behind that you need silver, or like you need some type of coin to get, which is like 1,000 coin, which you earn, so that's fine. But then there's a gold. And I'm like, ooh, is that the microtransaction? If it is, like if it's going to be at some point, I can see abilities being too strong, or they're not abilities, but I can see those supports being too strong to where people will immediately claim, oh, it's pay to win. If people, you know, if they don't balance it right away. Does it need balance? I haven't noticed it. So far, so good. But that's one of the things off the top of my head where it's like, that could be a problem, because now it is going into that lane of like pay to win. Like, uh-oh, someone could get that, buy that, be ahead because they can use it, take advantage of it. Oops. You know, so that's my worry.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about so they're called doppelganger powers, which is really cool.
Yes, there we go. That's what.
And the thing is, yeah, when I was using them, they weren't really that strong. Like they would help me out every so often, but they would give me like, they would add like maybe a burst of damage to the enemy, right? But it was nothing crazy. So the really cool thing is you can have technically up to, let's see, you can have up to 3 doppelganger powers, but you only have 4 summon points. And some of these powers use like 1 point or 2 points or 3 points. You kind of have to figure out how you want to use it. You can have 1 or 2 doppelganger powers that you use if you decide to do ones that are that cost a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So It's interesting. They're not really like huge abilities, but they definitely do help you out a little bit. But I do see what you're saying. If that becomes something that's monetized, that would be a problem. But I don't. I keep wanting to give them the benefit of the doubt because like this is the first game that I've previewed that I'm just in a really long time that I'm like, shit, man, this could be something really cool, and it's so promising. I mean, like the production quality is insane for free to play, and they've clearly put so much thought into this. And so it's like, I feel like, because, okay, here's the thing. Also, with none of the characters, no one feels OP, at least in my opinion.
No, they don't. Even the girl with the knife, everyone's been kind of using her online. Mm-hmm. But she's quick, and she has an unpredictable timing thing to it. So it's not really, you know, I don't want to sit there and say, like, oh, she's OP. Like, no, it's just I need to figure out her timing. You know, I'm competitive. I get frustrated at myself for allowing myself to fall for the 1-2-3 hit combo. And I'm like, damn it. That's only on me. So, yeah, I haven't felt anyone who seems OP in that sense at all. And even the doppelganger powers, like, going to what you said about the summoning points, like the ones that cost 3, the doppelganger's powers replicate a character's ultimate ability. So because of that, it should be stronger, but you're only allowed to have one with you to support, and it goes on a cooldown. So can that really help and break it? No, not really, because those are really easy to block, like really easy, and they can actually put you at a disadvantage because someone can use that as like a normal counter time, and they can close the distance on you in a split second. So if you use it in the wrong way, it's going to hurt you more than it is going to assist you. So you really have to time it well. I like using all the capture ones because they cost 1 point, so I can have multiple, and I can have the hand that goes and traps them or the thing that ensnares them, right? I like using those because it can keep them there so that I can just pound on them and just, you know. But that's just my play style, right? Someone else, if they use the bigger ones, like there's one that is a summon cost of 2 that has it kind of slows you a little bit if you get hit by it, which is interesting because it's the doppelganger uses the guy that has ink powers. So it's supposed to, like, you know, ink you and slow you down. So there's little like quirks to it to really like figure out. But they're easy to block. So, like, is that really a bad thing? I don't know. I don't know. We can only wait and see.
Yes. I liked using the doppelganger power that you start with in the campaign, in the story, where it's like you ride the rocks. I feel like an earthbender. You ride the rocks forward or whatever. You know,
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fun. Because it's another way to get closer to your enemy while doing a little bit of damage and slow. But it's nothing that breaks it, right? Like I could do that, but then also get hit out of it or just completely miss them because it's so slow moving. So it's interesting because it feels like they did a really, really good job of balancing everything. And I'm just like, I hope it stays like this till launch because this is very good so far.
They're also very sneaky because they know that given this type of game and they have a block button, I know they have to have thought, like, we can't just sit here letting people just hold the block button down. So how are we going to counter that? They made the same button that you just do a basic attack, a grab button. And it only works if your opponent is blocking. It's so strong, but not strong to where, like, oh, it's OP. Like, it's strong on purpose. You can't sit there and just turtle up. Like, so on the other side of that, it's like you can't just hold the block button. You really have to be in the moment, ready for anything. You can't hold on to one thing. You can't. They seem like they've thought of everything that people could take advantage of and found a way around it. I'll say rock, paper, scissors, right? Because, you know, you have certain abilities where you when it goes blue, you can counter and it's all about timing, or you could just hit them back and then, you know, you reset. If you see red, you dash away. And then there's the basic attack, which has a thing where, like, certain things can counter, but certain things won't affect you. Rock, paper, scissor. They do something, this, do this. And then if you both hit paper, it clashes, and then boom, it's another reset. So they really seem like they thought of everything to just keep the fundamentals and just keep it up to the player to figure out timing. That's it.
Yeah, no, rock, paper, scissors is like the perfect analogy to it. They they figured out how to make everything seem viable, which is great because they have, they already have a really big roster of characters. And I, so it's, I'm, we'll see how many of them are free to use when they come out. It has to be a good, good handful, I think, but it's, yeah.
Like 12 or more, right?
Yeah. So maybe they have like 3 or 4 available at the start because they have to have some variety.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting because they all, so far, at least the ones that I've played, have felt perfectly balanced. They're all just different play styles. Obviously, they reflect different martial arts, too. So you kind of know what to expect when you read their descriptions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing that's like, oh, you got to play this character. You got to do these skills specifically. It's really interesting because I have not played a fighting game where I'm just like, oh, I just use this all the time. It's fine. And this person. And now I'm just like, oh, I can actually like go around. And especially with duels where it's 1v1 with someone else, you get to try a different roster every time.
Yeah. And like, we haven't even mentioned this, but like, it's not just the single player, the trials and the duels, but they even have the 3-on-3 online duels, which played out so much fun than I thought. I thought it was going to be an all-out brawl. Yeah. It does change up the fight a little bit. I feel like there's certain cooldowns that are different, like breakaway cooldowns and stuff, to really keep somebody could possibly just dominate and not give their friends a chance, right? Or their teammates a chance. But I feel like they changed up some of the cooldowns to really make it, you know, a fisticuffs fight just because they want someone to lose and then the next person get a pass. So the way it works online is if me and Sela are teaming up and we have one extra person with us, we can go as a team and fight another 3-person team, but we have our number one go first. So it's our number one versus their number one.
Oh.
And then whoever loses, the number two steps in, and it works like any other duel and stuff. So it's like, all right, I lost. Okay, Stella, you're up. And then like you're going there, so now you're going to take advantage. So like, yeah, you can team wipe, right? You can get a major victory or you know, just barely scratch and have a really good back and forth and get a minor victory, but it's still a victory. And everyone can have their time to shine. And then you can go back to the replay and watch it all again. So it's amazing.
It's yeah, so that's good. Right. So I didn't have that. I didn't have that mode or the replay stuff when I played. So now you have that, which is really cool. So it's interesting to see how many more things they're giving the players to use, like the replay system, the 3v3, which is really fun. And I like that. It's very much like the movie mindset of like, why is this guy taking everyone on one at a time?
One at a time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So now you're following that trope. Oh my God. It's so good.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. As soon as I played this, I was like, oh, Ivan's going to really like it. But also,
Yeah, you're right.
It's just a good fighting game too. That like I think the fighting game community needed something like this that wasn't so like copy paste, right?
I needed it. I needed it. I say Tekken is my favorite one. I stand by that, but I don't really agree with what Tekken is doing right now. You know, the story was amazing, but they also, not to make this all about Tekken, but you know,
you can talk about it.
Love for it is still there, but like, I just don't agree with how they're moving with some of their stuff. So right away, like my competitive urge to keep going, completely gone. Like I played the crap out of the game for the story because my main character, my favorite character, is finally getting his time to shine, and he was sitting out for the fight for what seemed like forever.
Yeah.
So everything was building up to like, oh, it's my fighting game, and then they kind of just like, ah. So now I'm just like, where's my martial? All I had was Sifu. All I had was Sifu. Now I'm like, oh. When I show people this, and like, you know, from the clips that people find online, they're like, oh, did you see this game? And I'm like, did I see it? Oh, just you wait. Just you wait. Cause like, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Like it's good to watch. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's fun to play. Even more fun to play than it is watching. And it's very beginner friendly. And also like you're not a beginner, you could pick up. And there's still stuff for you to learn because, again, it's timing. So, like, don't get too cocky, okay?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm a beginner. I don't know how to play fighting games very well. And this immediately, I was like, oh, okay, this is way more digestible. Like, you understand that there was, like, the stamina meter, which simplifies it a lot. For some reason, it just works better in my brain to know that there's, like, a stamina meter I have to keep an eye on. And the dodge versus the parry is really cool, too. So, it, like, you can do I don't know, you could be a character that mostly does dodging. You don't have to parry, but it is a little bit better if you do. But the fact that that option is there is really nice. So I don't know. I'm very excited for this to come out. We don't have a release date just yet still. We just know 2025 at some point. Let me double check that they didn't release anything. I don't think they released anything about that.
Yeah, I don't think. No, I think I looked it up earlier, actually, because I was looking at the platforms it was coming on to. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a set release date yet. But I don't know. I can see this getting pushed till 2026. Maybe late 2025. So? Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think what they have now and how everything, you know, was for us, I'm thinking they have enough there that they're, like, confident with. Mm-hmm. So what is there to worry about, right? I think it's the server stuff. I think it's the online stuff, keeping it good. Because as too good to be true the game is and feels, especially online, that's all going to be tested so much once you let everyone in. And, you know, now the server is going to really have a bad time replicating and giving out the information for the timing stuff, right? That is the biggest, like, that is the biggest worry for them, it must be, to just figure out the online stuff, how to keep the quality there once they let open the gates, right? So it's just, that's got to be it.
You know, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, because this is so much mechanical skill focused, if you don't have the right latency in your servers, it's going to fuck up the entire experience. So I don't know. Hopefully that is something, I'm sure that is something that they're going to test. Maybe they'll have a network test soon. I mean, right now they had the early access, which is what Ivan got to play and does have all the footage from. So that is like the current build. And it still feels pretty good. But again, this is, it's a very closed experience. So it's not like a widespread. You don't have someone playing from, you know, the UK versus someone in the United States, at least not that we know of right now. So we don't know how the servers are going to feel. But aside from that, gameplay is great. I cannot recommend this on people's wish lists enough. And it's so funny. When I first did the preview, someone was like, oh, this was a paid preview. And I'm like, no, I just genuinely think it's really cool and we need cool games right now. Like, I am in a drought, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Again, I can't when some people who've never seen it and see it because of maybe this, they're gonna look at him and go, oh, that's what he meant about the AI thing. Like, you immediately think, oh, okay. Like, but then once you play it, man, it's like, wait, really? Are they really? And now you said free? Legit. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. I'm telling you, stay open, and hopefully they listen to the feedback. You know, like I gave feedback. I took the survey.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. I did that. Especially with the tutorial, that was my feedback when I went in depth of like talking about what it was. The only thing I think, like, I'll even say it, their tutorial was long, but when they were talking about certain abilities and how you can do this, do that, in the text, I said, just put the button that you're talking about in the text, because people can change it, because they have a video reference always, which is amazing, but because it's smaller, you don't see the icon change that they're trying to explain.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it could be missable, so put it in the text too, like, you know, when you press shift to do breakaway during this time, like, put that, and then they're golden. They're all like, that's it. I have no other feedback. Thank you for letting me play. Great job.
That's a good call. Oh yeah, also, we didn't even talk about the controls. I played on controller and on PC, like keyboard and mouse. Keyboard and mouse controls feel really fucking good. Like, I switched out of controller, which is usually my fighting game thing, and I played on keyboard and mouse. It felt really fucking good.
Yeah, I play Sifu on controller. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't touch controller once. I've been on mouse and keyboard. It's so easy. I'm not saying that to be exaggerate at all. It is so easy. It is your simple movement. Your mouse feels very included, and then all the technical stuff is just on you. You can't hit a simple button, a shift. You're like, come on. This, you don't even have to spread out that much. Change the keys if you want to. Like, go ahead. It's really not hard. It's amazing. It's
No, it does look really cool. And then having context for some of the characters will be really interesting too. Yes. Especially since there is still a story mode, but you'll have, you know, extra, you'll have the extra leg up. So
yeah.
Again, no release date yet, but there probably is going to be a beta or early access test that comes up again. So if you want, you can go to their website, you can sign up. Maybe you'll come across Ivan or me in that test and you'll be part of our 3v3 team, which could be really fun. But yeah.
If you're on our team, I got you. If you're not, sorry.
Yeah. Booked.
That's it. I'm up close. I'm going to be in your face.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I'll be the overall girl with the knife. So you know, we're good. So funny. Yeah, well, Ivan, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you every for time having
me. You've messaged me about the game, you're just like, oh my god, there's the new thing that I found, which is really cool. So
I was
I'm very glad you got to experience it.
Yes. Thank you so much for getting me in. I had a blast. Thank you.
Good, good.
We definitely gotta play.
Yes. So let people know where they can find you on the internet.
Thankfully, you can find me at Infantry Inc. everywhere. Infantry Inc. everywhere. That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He also does wrestling too.
Yes, exactly. He has his own wrestling universe where he runs shows every so often on his Twitch channel. And also he does edits for us, for me on my channel as well, for Snap Aim and for other silly YouTube videos that I'm like, hey, can you do this for me real quick? And he goes, yeah. So
yeah.
If you need editing help, he's here as well. But yeah, that about wraps us up for this episode of Snap Aim. Thank you for listening to us gush about the Hidden Ones. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.